path, old driveway is what, if it is big enough for a car, but...
What about from a barn out to the pasture, down a country...
lane.
Okay. And, now in town, the paved area beside the street that you walk on, you call the...
sidewalk.
And what about a grass strip between the sidewalk mm-hmm. and the street?
That's the park strip is what we...
Park strip. Okay. Very good. And someone is out standing in the fields and a dog comes rushing up and is barking and seems like he might attack, you might reach down and pick up what and do what with
a rock to throw at him.
And if someone comes and asks to see your daughter and she you want to say that she's not present now, you'd say, well, she isn't
in.
And use the term house or home, you would say she's not
at home.
All right. And what about if you want to say she's in a certain part of the house, going out, she's...
She's in the kitchen. Okay. You can go in by her.
Okay. And what about if you offer someone coffee, you say, well, do you want it with...
with cream or sugar or without.
All right.
Or plain.
Or plain, all right.
Or black, really, is what you say.
Black, that's right. And he's not going away, but he's coming...
coming in today.
And
coming back.
Going away
home.
From us, or coming...
coming to see us.
Yes. Okay, what about... yeah, if you have another word for away from, here we
are,
and he's coming in this direction, mm-hmm. he's coming, towards.
Oh, toward.
Okay. And if you say you saw someone downtown, you just happened to meet him, I ran?
Ran into him.
All right.
That's not good English, but...
very good. Yes. And if you have... a child who and he is given the name of his grandfather, you say, we named the child
For his grandfather. He would be the second, if that's what you mean.
That's fine. And we say that man's best friend is
a dog.
And do you recall the word that you might use to tell a dog to attack another dog? What would you say?
Sick him.
And what is the word for a dog that is not maybe a purebred? No, it's not some sort of a
mongrel.
Okay. If a dog bites a man, you might say he was...
dog bitten.
And what are the words, what word do you have for the male cow?
A bull.
And is that the word that everybody would use, that your father would have used in front of your mother, or any words?
Not very likely. We said it with a little bit of reticence.
Right. And what would he have used a substitute for that, rather than saying bull? Maybe at the in the house or at the dinner table, or...
I don't know. I guess we just avoided speaking about it. When I was a child, we did have a bull, and I used to tease my sister by mocking him. She disliked it very much.
Well, would the euphemism been a male cow by any chance?
Well, maybe so, but I think we just didn't
talk about it.
We just didn't discuss it, except for it. Enjoying it.
All right, and the animal that you get milk from is the...
milk cow.
And on the farm, if you didn't use horses,